Do you ever feel like your team is putting in tremendous effort but not making any progress? You are not the only one that feels the same. Many employers struggle to measure their team's productivity, leaving them frustrated and unsure of how to drive improvement. But what if there was a way to unlock the secrets to peak efficiency? The solution lies in productivity measurement. By assessing your team's productivity, you can identify inefficiencies and implement targeted improvements, enhancing your organization's efficiency and boosting revenue. This guide delves into the world of productivity measurement, providing you with 5 straightforward strategies. Forget complex formulas and tedious spreadsheets. These methods are clear, actionable, and, most importantly, effective. Transform your workplace and finally achieve the results you deserve. But what is productivity in the workplace, and how to measure it? Let us begin by understanding it first. What is productivity in the workplace? Productivity in the workplace is calculating how many tasks an individual or a team completes within a time frame and with how much efficiency. The work output can be assessed by its quantity, quality, and timeliness. Workplace productivity calculates the time employees take to complete their tasks while ensuring that the quality is intact and finished within the deadline. Productivity entails consistently achieving important tasks while optimizing production processes to maximize output with minimal effort. It requires a mindset focused on progress and continual improvement of existing methods. A business relies greatly on its workforce for its success. Despite having numerous business opportunities, investments, and strategic plans in place, the actual execution and innovation depend on employees. Therefore, companies prioritize enhancing employee productivity to ensure they perform at their highest potential. Importance of productivity measurement. Evaluating your team's productivity is crucial to fostering the economic advancement of your business. It enables you to calculate the progress of your team. By measuring productivity, you can identify areas for improvement, optimize workflows, and boost your profits. Here are a few benefits of productivity measurement. 1. It improves performance management. Measuring productivity is essential for managing employee performance effectively. It allows you to establish a standard for what you expect from employees and use it as a basis for evaluation. It helps determine whether employees are meeting your expectations. Here is how productivity measurement can benefit organizations in improving their employee performance. One of the most valuable assets of your company is the workforce. Tracking productive versus unproductive time helps identify the top and worst performing employees. In this way, you can quickly resolve any issues that employees might be experiencing. For example, you can offer training or more resources if anyone lacks the skill set regarding work. It helps employees understand their strengths and weaknesses, motivating them to improve their performances in areas needing attention. 2. Better planning. For business owners, measuring productivity provides insights into the time required for projects and tasks. It allows you to establish realistic budgets, production schedules, and deadlines. Accurate quoting to clients safeguards the financial health of your business. Moreover, it facilitates efficient scheduling and helps pinpoint areas where additional assistance might be beneficial, enabling you to deploy contract workers as needed in the production process. 3. Improved client relations. Productivity metrics play a crucial role in client communication during project phases. They enhance transparency by clearly showing clients what activities and efforts contribute to project completion. This openness fosters trust and confidence in your business, as customers can perceive the value of every charged service. Clear visibility into productivity metrics facilitates smoother contract negotiations and fosters stronger client relationships based on mutual understanding and accountability. 4. Remove payroll errors. Employee productivity measurement ensures accurate payroll processing while also reducing errors and disputes. By relying on precise data, businesses can generate flawless payroll reports that reflect the actual productive hours of the employees. This systematic approach prevents conflicts and misunderstandings related to payroll, offering clear evidence of each employee's contributions and promoting fair compensation practices within the organization. 5 Easy Strategies for Employee Productivity Measurement. Here are 5 simple yet effective strategies to measure productivity within your organization. These methods focus on establishing clear objectives, utilizing productivity tools, and regularly evaluating performance metrics. By implementing these approaches, you can systematically track and improve productivity across all areas of your business operations. They are 1. Through quantitative method. A quantitative method compares input to output using a formula to measure the efficiency of an employee. For instance, if an employee spends 3 hours creating 4 design drafts, their productivity rate would be calculated at 1.3 drafts per hour. It's crucial to factor in uncontrollable variables such as equipment downtime, training periods, and breaks. Employing productivity software enhances this method by providing detailed insights into employee productivity trends over various time intervals, such as monthly, daily, or hourly assessments. 2. Using the method of task tracking. In contrast to methods focusing on time spent, the task tracking approach emphasizes the number of tasks completed by individual employees. This method benefits organizations utilizing Excel spreadsheets to manage project planning and task assignments. The supervisors can monitor everything closely and ensure that tasks get completed on time. By tracking task completion rates, companies can assess employee productivity more directly, making adjustments as necessary to optimize workflow efficiency and project outcomes. 3. Through the objective method. This method of productivity measurement, known as goal setting, involves setting clear objectives for employees and providing the necessary resources for achieving them. Employee productivity is evaluated based on how effectively they achieve these targets. Effective supervision is crucial to provide support and solutions for any challenges employees face in completing their tasks, ensuring they stay on track toward achieving their goals. This approach promotes accountability and helps improve overall productivity within the organization. 4. Productivity measurement by profit. Another easy method for assessing productivity involves monitoring the company's profitability. Unlike focusing solely on employee productivity, many small and medium-sized businesses gauge performance primarily through revenue tracking. When productivity is evaluated based on profit, an uptick in revenue is a clear indicator of enhanced employee efficiency and effectiveness. This approach aligns organizational goals with financial outcomes, emphasizing the direct impact of workforce productivity on overall business success and profitability. 5. Using an employee productivity calculator. Employing an employee productivity calculator such as EMP Monitor provides a structured method to evaluate company performance. Using this tool, you can determine each employee's productivity rate based on variables such as the number of employees, their work hours, and their monthly profits. It offers a quantitative measure of output efficiency. However, it's essential to recognize that these calculators have limitations. They do not account for aspects like personal development or time spent on administrative duties, which are also integral to understanding overall employee effectiveness. Thus, this answers the question of how is productivity measured. Utilizing an employee productivity manager software like EMP Monitor enables monitoring of employees' productive hours and engagement levels, facilitating more effective management of work schedules. Let us learn about this software in brief. EMP Monitor streamlines productivity with the ultimate workforce management solution. EMP Monitor is a robust software solution designed to enhance workforce productivity and engagement by providing comprehensive insights into employee performance within an organization. Featuring an intuitive interface and powerful functionalities, EMP Monitor is indispensable for companies aiming to maximize productivity, streamline workflows, and improve overall performance. Key features of EMP Monitor include time tracking. Accurately records employee work hours, breaks, and idle time to evaluate productivity based on actual working hours. Application and website monitoring, tracks usage to analyze where time is spent during work hours, promoting focused work habits and identifying productivity-draining activities. Productivity analysis and reporting generates detailed reports on metrics like active hours and task-specific time allocation, offering insights for performance evaluation and strategic planning. Real-time monitoring and alerts provides real-time activity monitoring and alerts supervisors to specific activities or time thresholds, facilitating timely interventions for enhanced productivity. EMP Monitor empowers organizations to effectively monitor, optimize, and analyze employee productivity, fostering efficiency and informed decision-making across all levels. Another way to calculate productivity is by knowing the Productivity Potential Index of employees. But what is it? Let us learn about it. What is the Productivity Potential Index? The Employee Productivity Potential Index, EPPI, is a metric designed to assess and quantify the potential productivity of employees within an organization. It assesses different factors that impact an employee's capacity to perform effectively and efficiently. These factors include skills and competencies, assesses an employee's knowledge, skills, and abilities related to their job. Work environment, assesses the conditions and resources provided by the organization that support or hinder productivity. Motivation and engagement, evaluate employee motivation, engagement, and commitment to their work and the organization. Workload management, looks at how effectively an employee manages their tasks and workload. Training and development, considers the availability and effectiveness of training programs and development opportunities supplied to employees. The EPPI is used to identify areas where employees may need additional support or resources to reach their full productivity potential. It helps organizations make informed decisions about training, development, and resource allocation, ultimately aiming to enhance overall performance and productivity measurement. But how to calculate the Productivity Potential Index? Let us learn about it. How to calculate Productivity Potential Index? Calculating the Employee Productivity Potential Index, EPPI, involves assessing and quantifying several vital factors that contribute to an employee's potential productivity. While there isn't a standardized formula due to the varied nature of organizations and industries, here are general steps to create an EPPI. 1. Identify key factors, determine the specific factors that impact employee productivity potential in your organization. It typically includes skills, work environment, motivation, workload management, and training. 2. Define measurement criteria, establish criteria or metrics for each factor. For example, skills can be measured through assessments or certifications, while motivation can be calculated through surveys or performance indicators. 3. Assign weightage, assign weights or importance to each factor based on their relevance and impact on productivity. It helps prioritize spheres for development or focus. 4. Gather data, collect data for each factor using surveys, performance reviews, assessments, and other relevant sources. Ensure that data collection and productivity measurement methods are uniform and unbiased. 5. Calculate scores. Once data is collected, calculate scores for each factor using the defined metrics and weights. Scores can be numerical or qualitative, depending on how you measure each factor. 6. Aggregate scores. Aggregate individual scores to derive a comprehensive EPPI score for each employee. This score reflects their potential productivity level based on the assessed factors. 7. Analysis and action. Examine EPPI scores to pinpoint strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities for improvement. Use this information to develop strategies for enhancing employee productivity through targeted training, development initiatives, or improvements in the work environment and support. Remember, EPPI is a tool to guide decisions and actions to maximize employee productivity potential. Customizing the calculation process to fit your organization's specific needs and context is crucial for its effectiveness. Importance of productivity measurement. Employee productivity measurement can assist in company management and strengthen the workforce. Here are the key reasons why it is important to measure employee productivity. Company-wide benefits. Evaluating productivity is a vital method for assessing overall company performance. Through regular productivity measurement and providing feedback, you can identify strengths and areas for improvement, enabling you to refine and enhance organizational strategies. This continuous improvement process fosters a more efficient and successful business environment. Employee benefits. Monitoring employee productivity creates a transparent work environment where performance is openly tracked and discussed. Transparency ensures that employees receive constructive feedback when they make mistakes. Such feedback helps them understand areas needing improvement and develop their skills, leading to enhanced performance, increased job satisfaction, and a more cohesive and motivated workforce. HR benefits. Employee productivity measurement is essential for HR management. The HR department can identify opportunities for improving processes and developing best practices by systematically evaluating employee performance and interaction. This evaluation helps create a healthier work environment, which boosts overall productivity. Implementing these practices ensures employees work efficiently and effectively, contributing to the organization's success. Manager benefits. Productivity evaluations offer managers crucial insights into their team's performance and workflow efficiency. These evaluations help identify strengths and weaknesses, allowing managers to implement targeted improvements. By understanding how their team operates, managers can optimize processes, allocate resources more effectively, and ultimately enhance the quality of client services. It leads to client satisfaction and strengthens the organization's reputation and success. Factors affecting employee productivity. Every element of life will inevitably involve challenges, but you can avoid stress by addressing them early on. Here are common productivity challenges and productivity improvement measures. Poor communication. It leads to misunderstandings and low morale. Encourage open communication, give regular feedback, and establish clear communication channels. Overworking. Overworking employees results in burnout and high turnover. Ensure manageable workloads, promote work-life balance, and allow breaks and time off. Lack of training. It causes poor performance and high turnover. Provide regular training and ongoing coaching and encourage continuous learning. Poor management. This results in low morale and decreased productivity. Address resistance to change by communicating its benefits, involving employees in the process, and offering support. Workplace conflict. It lowers morale and productivity. Establish conflict resolution policies, encourage open communication, and promote respect and collaboration. Technology issues. Issues in technology causes frustration and delays. Equip employees with necessary tools, offer training and support, and set protocols for technical problems. To tackle these challenges, managers should help employees set priorities, manage time, limit multitasking, and provide professional growth opportunities. Employers can foster a more productive, engaged, and successful workforce by anticipating and addressing these issues. Concluding words. A thriving workplace environment depends on effective productivity measurement. By implementing strategies like time tracking, task monitoring, goal setting, profit-based assessment, and utilizing productivity monitoring software such as EMP Monitor, companies can gain valuable insights into employee productivity and make informed decisions for improvement. Addressing common challenges like poor communication, overworking, and lack of training further enhances productivity and employee satisfaction. A strategic approach to measuring productivity enhances operational efficiency, strengthens employee engagement, and supports sustainable business growth. By prioritizing the measurement of productivity, organizations can cultivate a culture of continuous improvement and ensure long-term success in today's competitive landscape. Want to learn something more about productivity measurement? Go through the frequently asked questions to learn more. Productivity measurement FAQs. What are the three reasons for measuring productivity? The three reasons for measuring productivity are: Productivity measurement can significantly reduce stress due to unfinished tasks by showing your progress over time. It enables you to set more effective goals by identifying what you've accomplished and what remains. In addition, productivity tracking ensures optimal productivity and well-being throughout your workday by recognizing when to take breaks. Which factors influence productivity? Some of the factors that affect the productivity are: communication culture, leadership skills, technological skills, employee training and development, environment of the workplace, motivation and incentives, pay structure, workload and time management. What is the reason for the decline in employee productivity? Several factors can significantly influence a company's productivity, such as employee disengagement, insufficient development of training tools, and ineffective performance management practices. Motivated employees perform at their best when they feel a sense of belonging to the organization.